The gentleman from, for what purpose does the gentleman from Orange, Representative Meyer, rise?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to debate.
The gentleman has the floor to debate the bill.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to talk for a moment about some of the things that were proposed that could have helped the state of North Carolina that we didn't get the chance to debate tonight. What seemed to be in common with what was ruled out of order was any discussion of a sacred cow for the majority in this chamber, a provision that will reduce corporate taxes at a time when the state still needs investments for things that will benefit everyday working people. We're just climbing out of a recession. It's been only this year that many families have seen that their incomes have started to rise. And yet, under the tax plan that's been in place for the last 2 years, we've seen a large number of people who've come forward and said, I thought I was supposed to get a tax cut. But it seems like my numbers are up. I had submitted an amendment which would have given, reinstated the $50,000 tax credit for small businesses because small business owners in my district had told me that after that went away, they paid more as a percentage of their income, their revenue in North Carolina taxes than they had the year before. Out of order. We had an amendment submitted by Representative Queen that would have addressed one of the state's largest economic development problems, rural broadband access. Ruled out of order. We had an amendment that would have moved North Carolina closer towards the national average for teacher salaries, giving every state employee a larger raise next year than what's been proposed by the majority. Ruled out of order. And in what's been quite a contentious debate among leadership of the majority party in this state, we had a Democratic amendment to say we're actually ready to make a serious play for a major economic investment in a mega site deal. We lost Volvo. Let's go after Tesla. You're worried about solar energy? Let's get a battery plant to build the next generation of storage for our electric grid, a project that's going to go somewhere in the United States. Let's build on our solar energy economy and let's do it here. We had a Democratic amendment that said we could take, just by delaying the corporate tax cut until the next biennium, we'd have enough money to create a mega site fund of $250 million. We're ready to walk out the door tonight and go say to any company that's ready to bring 1,000 jobs to North Carolina and all the spin-off jobs, we're ready to play. You want a bipartisan economic development plan? Let's do that. Ruled out of order. We have a chance to bring North Carolina up to where we want it to be, where we have jobs available through these types of common sense economic development opportunities in every area of the state, urban and rural. Tonight, those ideas, those possibilities, ruled out of order. I encourage you to vote no on this budget.